I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Happy greeting for you. Good morning from a gentleman who will be joining me as well with a tremendously positive attitude. We've heard about rags to riches story, and then unfortunately there are riches to rags story and stories, and so many of us have become victimized by the economy and perhaps our own poor judgment. But I've had the experience of building something big and can impart the knowledge onto someone else to prevent any disasters for them. Having said that, joining us is Fred Green. He is the author of KISS, in the parentheses, KISS, Keep It So Simple, Finances. The book is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And he's here to join us this morning. His website is fredgreen.com. I love websites you don't have to spell. Fred, welcome. And you may want to play off that introductory comment I made. It's nice to have you with us. Why'd you write the book? Wasn't it a painful, cathartic experience doing this?
Good morning, Stu. Good morning, audience. Yeah, it was a little painful. It took me 40 years to build three businesses, and I ended up in the crash supporting them, but they didn't come back. So,
which crash? 2000 or 2008?
2008, 2009. In that area, not only supported it with what I was doing and the companies I had built, but $3 million of my own money back into the companies. But they never did recover. So, the reality was, I ended up losing three businesses, two houses, my last commercial building, and about $10 million.
All right, I don't want to play psychologist to take away from the book. Why do you sound so happy, cheery, and upbeat this morning?
Oh, every morning you should be happy, cheery, and upbeat. The glass is always half full. It's always going to get better. And I wrote the book so that people don't fall into the same traps that I did over the 40 years. I didn't start out in those traps, but I sure ended up in them. So,
all right. There were a lot of books out on this, and rise and fall, and then rise again, and hopefully you'll be rising up again to new heights. But that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be financial, and I think that's what keeps you going. What's different about this book?
What's really different about it, Stu, it's already had two book reviews, one by Pacific and one by World Book, and they both gave it a 4-star rating because my objective was to make it simple, straight to the point, and get people out of debt. And there's more debt today than we've ever seen in our life, and the average person is probably carrying about $100,000 minimum, and they're probably paying $8,000 to $10,000 a month in interest. Why pay $8,000 to $10,000 a month interest to people that have been romancing you and giving you money, which they claim is for nothing, which, of course, is not for nothing? Paying 22% on a credit card on interest and all the rest of these things is just outrageous. And you can slowly work your way out of that and not have that problem and have a much happier, healthier, prosperous life.
Yeah, I'm trying to pinpoint the reasons your business failed. Number one, certainly the economy, penny pinching, unable to secure loans. I mean, it took a miracle to get any financing, even if you had a sound business plan. What was that one of the reasons that you needed some financing to continue to build your business as you couldn't and kind of shut the faucets off?
Well, what happened was this. I told you I had $3 million of my own money. But to give you an example how bad it can be, the last business I went into was contract manufacturing for electronics, and our sales went from $2 million to $400,000 in 2 days.
Oh.
So it's pretty hard to support a company.
Yeah, I'm stunned. I was looking for a follow-up question, and I couldn't come to one. I thought you were going to say in 2 years. 2 days?
two to three days. When the economy stopped in 2008, I have seen a lot of ups and downs, Stu, but I have never seen anything like that in my life.
How do you start? What advice do you have for people out there when they run into difficult times and they have to stop the bleeding? How do you stop the bleeding? Because sometimes it's always difficult to just close it down and get out. Most people have the rationalization. They're deluded to thinking, well, if I invest more and more and more and more, I can save something.
Well, as I said, you've always been able to support. But when a business stops that dead, the reality is you need the staff. The companies I was working with, almost everybody, went to 50% employment. They were working on 2.5 days rather than 5 days and 6 days. That's how bad business got in our area. I'm in the greater Chicago area. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Commercial real estate, which I was in, which had never devalued in its life, went down 50% in this area almost overnight.
You got a last chapter here that talks about what goes around comes around. And you need to give to receive. Do you still have that attitude?
Absolutely. If you don't give, you're never going to receive. And whatever you do is going to come around back at you. So if you get up every day with a positive attitude, give everything you do 110%, whether it's mowing the lawn or working at the job you're working at or setting up a company, you're going to make it. And you need to give part of that back to the world so that they can be a better place.
Today's economy, it's different. You know, we're looking at a stock market that's around eight. It's well up there right now. We reached that 1800 mark again, and yet it's deceiving. We know 53% of the people are invested. We know all the numbers of unemployment, people underemployed, the high cost of college tuition, up to $60,000 and even more a year. What do you see for parallels now? Because we're all waiting for that bubble to burst, and I don't know where the burst is going to be. It could be in college education. I don't know. I mean, it just comes out of the blue. What are the parallels? What are the similarities, and what are the differences?
Well, they're right back to doing what they were doing. The housing, you know, your housing market crashed 50% of that crash, and they're right back to doing the same old thing. They're just redoing it, and it is a bubble. And I will tell you right now, I have lots of friends that own their own businesses. Business is not recovered whatsoever. The numbers we're getting and all of the baloney that's coming out to us is not for real. And the stock market's never been for real. I've lost more money in the stock market than most people make in a lifetime. So you need to know when to get in, and you need to know when to get out. Getting in is not too hard at the beginning of a bull market or an up market. Getting out seems to be the biggest problem because, as you have already seen, when the market goes down, it goes down 10 times faster than it goes up.
Oh, absolutely. A lot faster than when it goes up. There's no question about it. Did you entertain the thought of restarting these new businesses?
Oh, sure. I'm looking for businesses right now that I would be interested in. Writing the book, and I've actually started a second book, which I am calling Scams and Investments 101, because the number of scams that are out there today, I think, are 10,000 times greater than they were due to the internet, due to free money, due to plastic, due to easy credit. So, you know, it's pretty easy for somebody to get scammed out of 100, 200. And as I say at the beginning of this book, the bigger you are, the bigger the scam is. So everybody remembers Bernie Madoff. He was taking people for millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's still going on today. So there are a lot of people who promise the world and deliver nothing, but they'll take your money from you.
Who is this book geared for?
Both books I'm writing are geared for everybody. My first book was to help people get out of debt. And if you've made a lot of money, it's going to give you some good advice on how to handle it and what to do with it. The second book is just to explain the basics of the scams that are going on in the world today and basic investing. And that book is not out yet. I just started writing that.
Do you have any advice to particular sectors, particular businesses people should go into, or perhaps where they should stay away?
Not really. If you're going to go into your own business, you've got to go into it more than 110%. You've got to go into it 200%. You've got to give it everything you've got. If it's a new business and a small business, it's going to take you probably 2-3 years to really get it on its feet. It takes a 5-year business plan usually to break even in a business and start making real money. Businesses are a wonderful thing, but if people think they're going into them because there's nothing to do and they're just going to make a lot of money, that's a bad mistake, because there's lots and lots of work and there's lots of things that need to be done, and you need to go into a business that's going to help the world. Okay, I made air purifiers for hospitals and for homes and that kind of thing. I was in commercial real estate, always with a AAA grade, great building and that kind of thing. And when we went into electronics, we bought $2 million worth of new production equipment so we could produce the best things there are. So there's a lot of things to consider if you're going to go into your own business.
All right. We've got maybe less than a minute. Some parting advice or something you'd like to contribute here to our listeners that you haven't talked about during the course of the interview?
Well, to have the book closed, I hope that the good Lord blesses every single person that buys it and starts to use it and starts to recover from the debt that they're in, because I know that about 90% of the world is in a whole lot of debt and they don't know how to get out of it.
All right. I want to give the name of the book again. It's KISS, and then parenthesis, Keep It So Simple, Finances. KISS Finances. It's written by Fred Green. It's published by Ex Libris, and you can get a copy of it in the typical places. You all know where that is. And, Fred, good luck. Stay positive and upbeat. Great having you on. This is Stu Taylor.
Been a pleasure. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal.
And this is John Harwood of the New York Times and CNBC. You want to know who the real backroom power is in the city of Boston? It's Stu Taylor. Listen to his show.
All right, we're back with our... With our next guest. Her name is Ruth Guyman. She spelled G-E-I-M-A-N. She's a PhD, and she has a book out called Help for the Helpers, How to Help Your Children with Learning Problems to Be Highly Successful in School and Life. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Would you prefer to call me Dr. Guyman or Ruth?
Ruth is just fine, Stu. Thanks.
All right. It's great to have you on Help for Helpers. I look at the title and I'm thinking, I won't even ask you who the book is for. We all really need help. And with today's economy and problems that we're facing, culture change, difficulties in almost every area, and certainly education, as our educational standards have, I think, precipitously gone down for young kids. So I guess the book is for everybody. So why did you write the book, and what are we going to find in this book that is different from other books?
Well, the reason I wrote it was because the last client that I've just worked with, his parents asked me to write the book. I've worked with hundreds of people, close to 500 people, and each one of them said, ask me to get the information out. But this last one really struck a chord, and I said, all right, I'm going to write it.
Go ahead, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No problem. The reason it's different is because the basis for this was I was in graduate school and went through all the literature I could find in German, French, and English on why people would not learn. And at the same time, two librarians at the college were getting their PhDs, and they were searching to find the articles to find out why people could not learn. And so we scoured everything, and we found the most information that I wanted to check out was in the neuroliterature. And I wrote an inventory of all the things that could go wrong in terms of educational items, and then I was going to show that whether or not they affected people who are not learning. And they did affect people as much as if they had had brain injuries. And so then the question was, what do you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of trying to correct it, I decided to correct for it, which means to get around it, to do compensation. So the book is about the 30 pages that parents would receive after they had had that inventory. And I decided, you know, in case they can't get in touch with me and get the inventory, here's what they can try with their own children to see to get around the problems that they have.
You got a list there, could you just? I know the list has to be fairly lengthy. What are the major reasons you found that we're having these learning difficulties? I know, and when I'm excluding things that are neurological or genetic in sense, where people are born handicapped and perhaps, and just to make it simple here, have IQs less than 60. That's a whole different kind of thing. What were the principal reasons?
The principal reasons are that they don't write what they intend to write. They don't say what they intend to say. They don't hear what we actually said, and they don't see what's actually on the paper. And then once they've stored something or memorized something, as we would say it, they can't retrieve that, even if it's just short-term memory that they've, for example, I was practicing flashcards with this one client that led me to write the book. And he was going 6 times 4, 6 times 4, 6 times 4, 6 times 4. What is the problem I'm supposed to solve? Okay. So it didn't get into his brain, even though he was saying it correctly. He couldn't use the information somehow.
Do we have an overabundance, and we'll get around as much of the medical part of this in lieu of time, of what we characterize as ADD, attention deficit. Does that seem to be because of environmental influences here, an ever-encompassing problem that we're dealing with more and more?
It could be. We really don't know what's causing any of these things. And so my concern as a teacher, as a researcher, and as a parent was to, I don't care what's causing it, I've got to correct for it. And so this whole program doesn't focus on what's causing it. It focuses on let's correct for it. And the corrections are pretty phenomenal, similar to when Helen Keller was blind and deaf and then was able to graduate from college when her blindness and deafness were corrected for. The people that have these corrections go from D's and F's or failures and go to A's and B's in their performance. So it's kind of, it's like if you don't wear glasses and you need to wear glasses, you can have the prescription and have the diagnosis that there's something wrong with your eyes, but that doesn't help you. What will only help you is if you get the correct prescription for your eyes.
All right. Important information. I think about homework, and I think about my horrendous habits in spite of my parents' efforts to get me to concentrate when I was young. I just never could do homework at night. I mean, I did fine in school, but I think of how much better I could have done. Are kids getting inundated with too much homework, too little homework? And how can parents best assist them?
Well, it isn't a matter of is it too much or too little. It's like you said, you couldn't do your homework at night, so maybe it would have been a good idea to wake you up in the morning and do your homework with you in the morning. Parents have to be a little bit of detectives in terms of what can we do, talking with the teachers. And the book gives some ideas, like if a child is having problems seeing what's actually on the page, so they're supposed to fill out a worksheet. At nighttime, the problems are going to be more aggravated than early in the morning. And so when they try to do their homework then, the parents are encouraged to actually read the questions to the students and record what the child says, exactly what they say. And that's educationally very sound because you're writing down. If they say, he done did it, well, you write down, he done did it, instead of correcting for any mistakes that they make. And you make them tell you what grammar they need in it and so on, so that you can facilitate their ability and show that they actually know the material. And then by doing that, I did that 3 months of the summer with this last client that I worked with, and then he went from being placed into second grade to being on the A honor roll all through second grade and third grade and now going into fourth grade. Not the honor roll, the A honor roll. And so as a result, you start by doing almost everything that their vision or hearing or speech is disrupting. You make sure that it's getting in there accurately and getting out accurately, And then as they see their successes, they gradually and very quickly take over all of the compensations themselves.
A tremendous book, well worth the investment. Help for the Helpers, How to Help Your Children with Learning Problems to Be Highly Successful in School and Life. It's written by Ruth M. Guyman, G-E-I-M-A-N, if you want to Google her. Thank you very, very much. It's been quite educational and informative.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back. And just before we go to our next guest, I'd like to say, you know, what are you thinking about doing for Father's Day? Well, here you go, Lexington, Massachusetts, a revolutionary walk with history, but that's only part of it. You can go to Il Casale, I-L-C-A-S-A-L-E, pronounced Casale, CasaleLexington.com. It's IlCasaleLexington.com. There are also restaurants that you can access that are owned by the same people. I've eaten at all of them. They're unbelievable. In Belmont, Mass. In Cambridge, Dante's. And for Father's Day, they'll be open for normal hours, 1 to 8:30 p.m. They'll have live jazz from 2 to 5. And a classic menu. And I've got the menu in front of me, but just go to the website. It's a four-course Father's Day beer tasting menu, so you can go out and get loaded on Father's Day and have some great food as well. All right, let me introduce our next guest. His name is Kevin Manny. I've got that pronounced correctly, right?
Yeah.
All right. He, along with Al Ramadan, Dave Peterson, and Christopher Lockhead, are the founders of Play Bigger. They're all former entrepreneurs, senior executives, who coach clients as they design categories that matter. And it's really an interesting book and an interesting take, because I haven't thought about business in the same sense. But that's why we have people like Kevin on. The name of the book is Play Bigger: How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. And it is published by Harper Business and Hardcover. And Kevin is a veteran technology journalist and the critically acclaimed author of The Two-Second Advantage, Trade-Off, The Maverick, and His Machine. Well, welcome. It was a long introduction, but it's good to have you on. And now that the session is over, I'm just kidding. Great to have you, Kevin. I said at the beginning here that this is kind of a different take, one that I haven't quite either visualized or certainly expressed in language about how you look at business and how you look at successful businesses. Can you define that rather succinctly and compare it to the way our previous model of thinking? It's still our current model of thinking for a lot of companies.
Sure, yeah. And actually, I think what we've done here is if you go to some of the great books in history that have described how companies succeed, you go back to things like Crossing the Chasm, Jim Collins' Good to Great, and Clay Christensen's Innovator's Dilemma. All those things that those guys wrote about still apply. But this takes another step on top of all of that. In short, this book is about category kings and how to become one. And we did a lot of research, both in data and journalistic sort of interviews and all that kind of stuff. Ended up showing that the most successful companies, the companies that really change the way that we work and live these days, create and then dominate entirely new categories of business. In other words, these companies create something that just didn't exist before. And if you think of something like today, like an Airbnb, before Airbnb, there just nothing like that even existed. It created an entirely new category of business, a new way of doing things. So the book describes why this category creation has become the best business strategy in this sort of like hyper-networked economy that we have today. And then it goes into a deep dive into how to become one of these category kings. And the great ones do it by applying something that we tease out called that we call category design. So it's actually kind of a discipline of how to actually do this that we describe in the book.
I can name some of the companies. You know, there's Airbnb. I know Uber fits into every one of these examples, a classic business example of how this applies.
Sure.
And name some companies that are currently falling. And we could talk, you know, back past 10 years with Fortune 500 companies that have failed for various reasons. But some pungent information on today, some companies using this effectively and others that are really missing the boat. And I know that Microsoft has to be included in this.
Well, yeah. So Microsoft, or let's use Microsoft as an example of both good and bad. At one point in time, when Microsoft created the PC operating system, and again, so this actually is like an interesting example in the book. So, you know, as a lot of people know, Xerox and its Park Labs and all of this, you know, invented a lot of the things that we ended up using as a way to get around a personal computer. Xerox, though, it invented something, but then it never created the category. It never created this new way of doing things and injected it into our lives and into our businesses. And so it took another company later, Microsoft, to essentially create this category of PC operating system that, you know, and ended up using that as a leverage to sort of dominate the world for quite a long time. And Bill Gates, who ran Microsoft in those days, was a brilliant category strategist. I mean, that's exactly what he did. When Gates left Microsoft and Steve Ballmer took over, what you ended up seeing was Microsoft try again and again to enter someone else's category that was already established. You think of something like Zune, which was supposed to come in and fight against the iPod, or you think of Bing today, which is supposed to come in and fight against Google. They're just other versions of something that already existed. And if you are not creating the category, you're by definition just trying to eke out a little bit of market share, and it's not a really great business decision. The companies like a Google that actually create this new category of a new kind of search engine are the ones that are just going to dominate over time. And this happens again and again. We see we see the difference through this lens that we've kind of created. We see the difference between the category creators and the companies that don't do that and struggle.
Interesting perspective. A couple of things stood out and opened my eyes a little wider here. I mean, there were lots of things, but you're not necessarily an advocate of disruption and disruptive technology or innovation, because that's not the whole picture, and you just can't succeed having that. Elaborate.
Yeah, no, exactly, and those are small pieces of the picture. So to take each of those separately, I mean, innovation is great. I mean, innovation drives businesses, and you have to, you know, create something new. But innovation without category design is just something that you end up getting a prize for at a TechCrunch conference or something. It doesn't necessarily turn into a great product or long-term company. You have to literally change the way society thinks about how they do things to accept and adopt your innovation before that thing is going to be really a huge success. And you would be brought up disruption also. And we hear too many companies start out with the idea of we're going to go and disrupt this particular industry. Well, disruption is something that happens as a result of creating something new. It's really not a great target to go after in the first place. First, create something new that's really going to change your lives. And if that, then, you know, and Uber is a great example. I mean, Uber created this entirely new thing. And we accepted and adopted it because it was a great new thing. And Uber did a great job of helping us understand how it would change the way we do things. The byproduct of that was that Uber disrupted the taxi industry. But going into that,
yeah, would you like to own a medallion in New York? Sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Exactly. You know, yeah, it has completely devastated the medallion owners in New York because suddenly they're not worth as much. And it definitely did disrupt that industry. But disrupting the industry wasn't the goal. The goal was to create something new that we all wanted to adopt, and that was why it was successful.
I just want to pick up on something you said, not to necessarily destroy or disrupt the industry, but Airbnb is a great example. And it's, they didn't destroy the competition. The hotel business is booming. This is just a new dimension. As you say, it's a new category. Having said that, and part of what you talk about is utilizing this categorization, the category design. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think you said something to the matter of, you can beat your competitors or smash them or drive them out of business. Isn't that kind of contradictory to the example I just gave about Airbnb?
So the example of Airbnb, as you were saying, I think, is that Airbnb created an entirely new category and did not really disrupt anything. I mean, the hotel industry is fine. If anything, it disrupted, Craigslist, listings of apartments by scam artists and stuff, right? In some instances, these new categories, Salesforce.com came along and created an entirely new category.
All right, let's pick that up. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's pick this up after a break. This is Stu Taylor back with Kevin Manny. Play bigger. Dreamers and innovators create and dominate markets.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex Piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
All right, back. Fascinating guest, and I actually don't want to give him all the credit. It's Al Ramadan, Dave Peterson, Christopher Lockhead as well. All part of Play Bigger. They're the founders of Play Bigger. And looking to see, is the website playbigger.com?
It is, yes.
All right. Boy, that's not too creative. so people can find more information on it. The name of the book is Play Bigger, How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. It's published by Harper Business. And, you know, you're focusing on category design. Is category design for everyone?
Well, not necessarily. As we actually say in the book, if you're one of these people who really just wants to, invent some new little piece of technology and you know, sell your company to Google for, you know, $100 million a few years later and get out and go, you know, hang out in your boat, you probably don't really care about this book. If you want to build a company that, if you really, you know, hell bent on building a company that's going to change the way we do things and be around for a long time and be an enduring great company, then yeah, you know, if you have to be doing this or you're not going to get there. And the great companies that we studied all did this at some point in time.
Is there a right time for somebody who's in that category King mold to have an IPO? And I know you talk about it, and then you also talk about its relationship with brain science.
Yeah. So we did a lot of data analysis for this book, and there were two separate tracks of things that we were studying, and one was just data about companies and their value and when they went public also. So we discovered this interesting aspect that that companies that went public between the ages of 6 and 10 years after their founding created almost all the value of companies that go public. So companies that go public before 6 years or after 10 years tend to stall or lose value over time. Companies that go to public between 6 and 10 years old create most of the value. So that, you know, we're wondering why that is, and at the same time as we're doing the research for the book, we're starting to realize that what category design is really about. It's about changing people's minds on a mass scale. In fact, we even say that the CEO's job, if you're trying to be a category king, the CEO's number one job is to change people's mind. And so, and if you think, we talked earlier about a company like Airbnb, it had to change our minds about how we were going to travel and where we were going to stay and how we would find those things. And he had to do that over time and over a mass market. And as we started to look at different, you know, aspects of what we were studying, we realized that what the magic is about that time frame of 6 to 10 years is that it seems to take about 6 to 10 years to really change people's minds on a mass scale and really get them to adopt a completely new behavior. So if you go public before that, you probably haven't really developed a category, and there's a lot of questions about whether that's going to continue. And here's a great example. Groupon was a company that went public after it had been around for just 3 years. It didn't really develop a category. It didn't really have a solid place to
no,
land.
No, and, so and the young it, owner it, of that, well, and his arrogance, turned down an incredible offer to sell out. A fool.
And they should have been one of those companies that just thought, we just invented a cool little technology. We're going to sell to Google and go, you know, party for the rest of our lives. Instead, they went public, and they just completely blew it. Companies that go public after they're 10 years old probably never are probably just sort of like, you know, kind of in a stalled space and not really a category king because they've never managed to get the kind of takeoff point that said, you know, now the time to go. So
can they make the transformation, right, these older companies?
What's that?
Can they make it the transformation to category design?
Yeah, so that's a great question. In fact, one of the things we wanted to address is that, you know, it seems like the book is all about technology startups, and that's probably the primary place where we started. But as the more we looked at this, the more we realized that it applies to almost anything, and it definitely applies, it can apply to the, you know, big old corporations. And one of the stories we tell in the book is about Corning, the glass company. And Corning's been around for 165 years, and one of the reasons it's been around so long and done so well is that it actually continually creates entirely new categories of glass. One of the most recent ones is, if you have your cell phone in front of you, it's got this glass front on it that's probably made by Corning. It invented this stuff called Gorilla Glass, specifically for smartphones, and it's on the surface of almost every smartphone on the planet. And the company has institutional kind of culture of category design that we discovered once we really dug into and looked at the way Corning does things, and it has been able to create new categories over and over again over the years. Now, if you look at other companies that have been around a long time and just seem sort of like, you know, they don't really, you know, some company like Unisys or, you know, even something like SAP these days, its category is past. It's just sort of is milking the market for whatever it can these days. It's not really creating anything brand new. And that's what ends up happening to a lot of these big old corporations. But the really great ones figure out how to institutionalize, you know, renewal by category design.
Is it an attractive proposition in terms of how category kings have changed the way venture capitalists invest in new companies?
Well, it definitely has. In fact, one of the early clues, as we were just starting to tease out this book, was I'm talking to venture capitalists, and one of the things we kept hearing was that a decade ago or more, there was a sense that there was sort of a me too aspect of venture capital. If a new category appeared, something popped up like social networks or something like that that people hadn't really thought about before, venture capitalists basically all said, there's room for the, it was this phrase, right? There's room in that market for a lot of winners, was what people said. And so the VCs would say, oh, I just want one of those. It didn't really matter which one. Figured like this category was going to be big. You know, we'll invest in some company in that category.
I think we're going to have to hold it there. I wish we could go on. This is fascinating, but we'll have you back. Kevin Manny, the book is Play Bigger, How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. It's been great having you on. Love what you're doing.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. This is Stu Taylor thanking everyone for listening. Hey, coming on. on tomorrow. Oh, goodness, I forgot to say that. Gianni Russo, who...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.